Hey, we got a special guest joining us on the Outdoor Show from the Moonshine Lures Pro Staff Team, Ryan Erickson, joining us here in the studio. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you coming in and answering a few questions today. I thought we'd kind of pick your brain. I want to hear first and foremost about some of the new things that Moonshine's doing right now, and just in general, you know, what you recommend folks pick up for different species of fish and whatnot.
Well, he's got the new metallic line of shiver minnows coming out this winter.
Been hearing good things about those.
Yeah, me too. I haven't personally got a chance to use them yet, but with the lack of ice. But
do you use a lot of shiver minnows?
Yeah, I use shiver minnows. I use a lot of the jigging spoons, mostly for lake trout.
Okay. And I know that that's mostly what you prefer to go fishing for is lake trout fishing, you know, like getting way out on Lake Superior.
The farther the better.
Not looking good this year.
No, probably not going to happen.
So let's talk about other types of fishing, inland lake fishing right now, or maybe if Munising Bay and Keweenaw Bay ever freeze over. What do you think folks should have in their box from Moonshine to be ready for that type of fishing?
Yeah, any of the smaller jigging spoons, I do pretty good with them. Keweenaw Bay, shallower water for cohos. He's got a whole array of colors with them and the shiver minnows.
Any specific colors you would recommend, like a must-have, like Wonder Bread versus, you know, watermelon or something?
Yellowtail is my favorite.
Yellowtail, okay. Yeah. Good to hear. You know, I know you catch a lot of fish, man, so I'm trying to help folks get a little bit of an edge. You know,
like in the jigging spoons, the clown one and the yellowtail is my favorite.
And let's talk a little bit about the type of equipment that you use. Now, I guess we should start with lake trout, even though it's not looking real good this year, like I said. Tell me a little bit about what you use for equipment. I mean, are you using a rod and a reel when you get out there fishing 200 feet of water, or are you a Gebu guy?
I use a rod and reel till about 100 feet, and then I go to the stick.
The bobbin stick, yeah. Okay. And that's your typical oval-shaped?
Oval, yeah.
Okay. And are you a braid or a cable guy?
I started switching over to a braid, the 200-pound braid. Now it's a lot easier. It doesn't kink. Instead of with the cable, it's hard finding bottom sometimes, and there's a lot of current. With the braid, it just stops and floats once you find bottom, so it works a lot better.
Braid feels a little bit more like a traditional line then.
Right.
Except that obviously there's no stretch, which is why
it's not quite as sensitive either, but if you do it enough, you'll catch on. But it's a lot easier. You don't get the kinks or the big frozen pile.
Yeah. Okay. And what was the braid that you tend to prefer?
A 200-pound Power Pro.
Power Pro. All right. And we're going to continue with Ryan Erickson from the Moonshine Pro Staff in our next Outdoor Report. We're going to be talking about electronics, and we're going to pick Ryan's brain about his preferences between the Markham and the Vexilar. So stay tuned for that in our next report later this hour, right here on The Outdoor Show.